It was about this time that the telephone rang inside of the secret briefcase, belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself. And I'm sorry to disappoint some of you, it was not Chief Redden. This one man was Studebaker Hawk, fantastic new superhero of the current economic slump.
Now some folks say he looked like Zubin Mehta.
Zubin Mehta!
Still others say, bullshit, honey.
Bullshit, man.
It was just another greasy guy who happened to be born next to the frozen beef pies at Boney's Market. Still others say, cha and piss on you, Jack. He's just a crazy Italian who drove a red car, you see. Nobody ever really knew for sure because Studebaker was so mysterious. He was so... Whether he's really a nice person, or if he just smiles a lot, what? Or if he has a son named Pinocchio, or what?
Whether he's really a nice person, or if he has a son named Pinocchio, or what?
Some would say he could fly, some would say he could swim, others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka, and all the girls in Flushing would be amazed at him.
Two, three, mom.
Amazed!
Studebaker Hawk, yeah, yeah! Studebaker Hawk, Studebaker Hawk, Studebaker Hawk, yeah, yeah! Studebaker Hawk, Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk, he's really out of sight. Studebaker Hawk, he does it every night. Studebaker Hawk, he treats the flies alright. Studebaker Hawk, that's why they never bite.
Hey!
He's in the air! Right in the air!